This is the local VK5 news segment. And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, with the AREG news for the 15th of June. AREG's next meeting will be held this coming Friday, the 20th of June, and this month we're trying out an alternative meeting venue in the eastern suburbs. Come join us at the St. Peter's Youth Centre, which is located on Cornish Road in Stepney. This venue is located within Lind Reserve, Stepney, with parking available nearby on Cornish Road and in the Lind Reserve car parks. This month's presentation is from club member Adam Jenkins and is all about ESP32 microcontrollers. Adam will discuss how the ESP32 microcontroller can be applied to our communications-centered hobby. With built-in Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and a dual-core CPU, the ESP32 is changing the maker world and opening up new possibilities that will enhance radio projects. From remote station control and APRS beacons, to digital mode interfaces and portable logging tools. Adam will discuss the capabilities of the ESP32, programming basics, and how it can interface with RF hardware. Doors open at 7 p.m, with the presentation kicking off at 7:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend. If you've never come along to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there, and all guests are welcome. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom, and the talk should be recorded for later viewing on YouTube. After the presentation, we'll be holding a special general meeting to vote on a special resolution for updates to the AREG Constitution. AREG members, please check your emails for information on this vote. We're also happy to announce that our next high-altitude balloon launch, Horus No. 64, is now planned for Sunday the 6th of July, with our usual launch time of 10 a.m. The launch site is currently planned to be from Mount Barker. This will be a reflight of our crossband repeater payload, with the plan being to get it to a higher altitude than last time and try and get contacts between Adelaide and Melbourne. We'll also be flying one of our Wennet payloads for live imagery throughout the flight. It's now much easier to get involved with receiving the imagery with our new WebWennet web browser-based decoding software, allowing reception on most platforms, including some modern mobile phones, using an RTL SDR. To find out more about how you can get involved in the launch, either through tracking, using the repeater, or receiving imagery or telemetry, check out the blog post on the AREG website. Again, don't forget that this month our meeting will be held at the St. Peter's Youth Centre on Cornish Road in Stepney. You can find out more information on the venue location and other upcoming events on our website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
G'day everyone, this is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Now, last weekend, I was at the Southeast Radio Group convention at Mount Gambier, and I had a great time despite the wintry conditions. So many thanks to the Southeast Radio Group for that great event, and I'll see you there again next year. Now, last Friday's Northeast Radio Club meeting had a battery presentation by about 8 Northeast Radio Club members, and we saw some interesting items, including a solar panel charging system for portable use, and a battery-powered soldering iron, which would be very handy, and some battery-powered lights, and even an angle grinder. Also, Trevor, VK5ATQ, gave us a history of the development of batteries. So many thanks to all presenters for an informative night. Now, next month, the Northeast Radio Club AGBM will be on, and it'll be Friday the 11th of July. And once again, there will be the usual dinner and a special guest speaker, plus many great door prizes. And there's also the chance for anyone to join the committee and help us run the club in the coming year. So if you think you can help us, then nominate for a committee position. Well, that's all we have for this week. Don't forget to keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Our 2025 annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships are now done and dusted. From all the feedback that we are receiving, all who attended thoroughly enjoyed the experience and have vowed to return for next year's event. Tim, VK5AV, and Greg, VK5ZGY, did a fantastic job with the fox hunts. Tim particularly warrants high praise for stepping into the very big shoes vacated by Andrew, VK5KET, and who, with some help from Andrew, has mastered the complex software used in the scoring of events. A number of small but significant changes were made to this year's Australian Fox Hunting Championships, and by all accounts they were well received. John VK5DJ has now posted the results of the Australian Fox Hunting Championships and the Homebrew competition on our website. If interested, go to and click on Conventions and then Convention 2025. Once there, you will see a Click Here for Results page link. It was the wettest convention for a number of years, which made a very welcome change, as we desperately needed the rain, and although there were many very muddy vehicles, no one actually got bogged. Maxwell VK5AC and his team excelled again with the convention itself, and John VK5JOB and his wife Amy did an outstanding job in the kitchen and then with the Sunday night dinner. Of course, they had many helpers who pitched in to help ease the pressure. The Scout Hall was packed by 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, and many enjoyed the ability to sit down at one of the numerous small tables to enjoy a coffee and a hot dog with friends seldom seen except at this event. No doubt, many went home minus their no longer wanted items, and some went home with newly acquired goodies, both new and second-hand. A huge thank you to Sean Brennan of Elite Communications and to Guy from VK Radio for coming along and giving us all the opportunity to drool over the latest offerings from Icom, Yaesu and the many other amateur brands out there. A good number of Surge members turned up on Monday morning and we were all packed up and the Scout Hall left clean and tidy by 10:30 a.m. Another great result. We hope that we see all of you who attended, plus some new additional visitors for our 2026 event. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.